Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are very delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And remember, you can also listen to our show on the podcast at EWTN Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today, we're going to be welcoming Tara McMullen to our show. Now, Tara is a freelance writer, she's an editor, and a coordinating producer of the University of Notre Dame's Emmy Award-winning What Would You Fight For videos. She is an Air Force pilot spouse and the mother of three young children. After growing up in the Chicagoland area, she attended the University of Notre Dame, where she earned her Bachelor of Arts in English and French and grew into her faith. She now lives wherever the Air Force sends her and her family. And today, she's here to speak with us about the book, The Homefront Devotional, and how Scripture, the lives of the saints, and the catechism can show how faith can be a steadfast anchor amid the shifting tides of military life. And the book is outstanding.
It really is.
And it is, it's just kind of, you know, you think about the men and women going off and in the Air Force and then Navy and the Coast Guard and in the Army, and away they go and they leave and they're deployed. But what about the spouses and the family that's left behind? How do they manage? How do they cope? How do they make ends meet emotionally, physically, spiritually? How do they survive in their home front journey that they're on? And so they want to be supportive of their spouse that has been deployed, but yet that's a lot to bear. And we are ever so grateful to all the men and women who have said yes to defend our nation and to live this life with all of your gifts and talents, but also what a great sacrifice it is. And we so appreciate your service.
Well, we always try to do something for Veterans Day, Memorial Day. It's just so important. And now, but I wasn't aware of a book that really is addressing the condition of that spouse that's in active duty or military or who was, and the family members and their response to all of this and how you work that out all together. It's an excellent book for all military families. But beyond that, we found so much in this that can relate to us as well. It's a very special show. We pray that you will be especially blessed. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Tara McMullen. She's an author, an editor. She's done many things. She's a wife and mother of three. But most important, she's written a beautiful book called The Homefront Devotional. And today, Tara is here, and she's going to be sharing with us about her beautiful life, one that she has surrendered, and the beautiful stories of the ways that God has deepened her faith on this beautiful journey. Well, Tara, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy, and we're excited to have you. But first, we want you to tell our family a little bit about Tara and what you signed up for that you didn't know, as many young brides do, and then the beautiful things that God has done on the journey and the genesis of this great book.
Absolutely. So I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, went over to Notre Dame just over the border in Indiana for college, stayed on and worked there for many years, and then got proposed to by my husband, now husband, and he was already in the Air Force. So we met our senior year at Notre Dame. He was in ROTC, already knew he was going to pilot training, so his trajectory was pretty set by the time I entered the picture. And so he went off to pilot training. I was working as a writer, kind of each living our professional dreams side by side. But then we had to combine when we got married and we moved to rural North Carolina. And so that's kind of where the reality of military life set in, that we were living somewhere with not a lot of job opportunities. And the demands on his time were really great and the demands on my time weren't that great. And so the expectations we each had for what military life would actually look like kind of started to shift. That's kind of where things started. And one of the wonderful blessings was we had a parish on base for those of us who were active duty and dependents. And I met a group of women and we started a Bible study, and that Bible study kind of evolved into a book study. And we kept looking for a book that kind of took our roles as military spouses and put it into a Catholic mindset. And we really couldn't find that book. So for many years, we kind of read books that either dealt with our Catholic faith or military life, but never really found something that did both. And they all, in good fun, kind of nudged me, like, you could write that book. Mm-hmm. And for many years, I said, no, someone better equipped will write this book for us someday. We just need to be patient. But eventually, I realized that call was mine, and that's kind of where this came from.
Beautiful. And so you got to stay in North Carolina for 7 years.
Just about, yes.
Okay, and that was a kind of like a long stay, but still far away from your family.
Far from family, mm-hmm. And one of the things I didn't consider with military life, even when you stay, all your people leave. Mm-hmm. So maybe we got to stay, our closest friends were leaving, so our community was always shifting. Mm-hmm. And then when it came time for us to leave, my husband went and got a master's degree, so we were kind of divorced from the military for 18 months. And suddenly felt a vacuum of, where are our people, where's our community, where are the people accompanying us on this journey? And I think that's what really solidified my desire to write the book, because not only do I hope that it's bringing people together in community where they're going through these chapters and they're discussing and they're sharing with one another and they're doing self-exploration, but I also hope it's a companion for those people who are maybe in assignments where they don't have a community or they feel left out or they're living somewhere that's just outside base's reach. So I hope in reading, they know someone else is walking alongside them doing this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's going to do that. Just reading it from the standpoint of not having been in the military, it's just so eye-opening, the various milestones that you speak about, the 12 milestones that are there to help other people just get in touch with what's going on, you know, in terms of your life and how it's, you know, different yet similar to regular life. And so if that's happening for us, there's going to be so many people that are reading this in the military and military families that are going to say, yeah, we totally get that. And it is amazing that there wasn't something written before this time. As I said at the outset, we do Veterans Day, Memorial Day. I never thought about, you know, speaking the faith into the lives and the milestones of these people. Now, you mentioned the word expectations, mm-hmm. You know, and that comes up in the book, you know, a number of times. You know, we get married, maybe we even write out some objectives, goals, and standards. Mm-hmm. You mentioning, you know, you're going to school, careers, and what you want to be about, and then how things evolve. That mm-hmm. which you expect doesn't really take place, how you make the adjustments in that. And so that seems to work throughout the book.
Absolutely. So the chapter on marriage, I really talk about change, that the greatest gift my husband has given me is the ability to change. He's never held me to the things we talked about in our pre-Cana to say, yep, you said this 11 years ago, you still gotta hold to it. He's always been a partner in that. Mm. There's a back and forth, and him too. Like, we weren't sure if he wanted to stay in the military his whole career, if this would be temporary, and that ability to change has allowed us so much freedom within our marriage to grow together and to adapt to the circumstances the military throws at us. But then another expectation, like I think people think of the deployments. Like you think of the military, you think, oh, you watch him fly away and you're crying on the flight line. And yes, I've been there. That's mm-hmm. definitely true. But I didn't have an expectation of what day-to-day life would look like. And I think that was the most shocking part. I mean, my husband works 12-hour days, sometimes 14-hour days. And he might be on a morning shift one day, and then the next day he's flying nights. And so that inconsistency in our life was really hard to get a grasp on. especially when it was just the two of us, because I felt like I was trying to fit around his schedule. And then it was really once we had children that I was like, nope, the kids and I are going to have a schedule, and you come in, and wow, that just gave us a level of routine that I really found mirrored in the church. Like, we have a liturgical calendar, we have these rituals, and so when our home life started to mirror that, wow, it just like brought so much peace into our household.
Yeah, otherwise, before that, you were probably being married singles. Like, mm-hmm. he was doing his thing, you were doing, and then you're kind of like two ships that pass in the night,
yes.
And it's kind of like, wait a minute. And all those expectations of intimacy and emotional intimacy, and mm-hmm. I don't even know where you are or what you are. I don't even know what your schedule is. I don't know when you're walking out the door or walking in the door, mm-hmm. let alone leaving the country, mm-hmm. right? And so that flexibility that you have to have, but the beauty of the rhythm mm-hmm. of family life, the rhythm of the church,
yes.
those are very constant things.
Exactly.
Right? Because babies get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, they do.
And everybody needs breakfast. You know, so it kind of like sets your schedule. You know, whether he's coming or going or doing, it really sets your schedule. And then it changes your identity.
Yes.
Right? And so it roots you down,
yes.
as an anchor in a deep, deep way. I know I'm using ship anchor, but he's in the Air Force.
I did the same thing. The Air Force doesn't have as good of an analogy.
That's right. What are you going to do? But it anchors you. And then I bet the benefits to him are great too, because
yes.
now you're steady, you're at home, you're satisfied,
mm-hmm.
and there's peace,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the laundry's got to get done, the shopping has to get done, all of the rhythms of all that beautiful part. And so I'm sure when the children came along, that really anchored him emotionally, spiritually, physically in your marriage too.
And it gives you something that is not only anchoring you, but something that makes you feel like fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think one of the things a lot of military spouses tell me is once, if and when your career doesn't go the way you want it to because of movements with the military, mm-hmm. well, now who am I? And that's really hard. And I think that's the case for many mothers. I don't think it's just military wives and military
right.
moms. It's all mothers. When kids come along, is now my whole identity that I'm a mom? And the answer is no. And the answer is not even, that's not your primary identity.
Right.
Your primary identity is that you are loved by God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we start the
yeah.
book, because it's important to
yeah.
say, this is the most important thing. This
yeah.
is what we are told. This is what we need to believe in the core of ourselves, that God loves us and chooses us, and that is who we are.
Right. So, and all those other areas are seasons,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we have children. There was a time that was all I did, 24/7, mm-hmm. is take care of them. But then there's the season, and then they all get married and they all leave you. And I still have Jesus, and I still have Jim. Thank God, right? But that's the beauty of knowing who you are.
Yes.
And especially in the military, and I'm sure there are wives who maybe they're not procreating, they're not having children, and what that does to their identity and their focus, and that could be even more stressful.
And even for their partners who are active duty, like, I am so proud of my husband. I'm proud of what he does. But being a fighter pilot is not his identity.
Mm-hmm.
His identity is that he is a son of God. He's a husband. He's a father. There are so many layers that come before that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to remember that
yeah.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that the active duty members also find
yeah.
places where they can plug into yeah. this and be reminded of.
So that's your chapter one. And you got 12 chapters.
Yes.
And so you call them milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have lessons learned, which gets into the spiritual component and
yes.
faith. So you've been sharing quite a bit about chapter one, which is just fantastic, you know, for all military families, but for us ourselves. So you've got identity and belovedness. Marriage and change is a lesson that you learn. Friendship and sainthood. So it goes deeper with the lessons that I'll learn. Parenting and knowing Jesus. The hard parts and shelter. That was an awesome chapter there. Deployment and hope. So identity, like you said, is identity the title? I'm a fighter pilot, you know, and so on. But you go through this teaching and you come out where everybody needs to come out in terms of their identity. I'm beloved, mm-hmm. belovedness. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get that just by a title or by whatever it is, and it's shifting around all over the place. And you have texts at the beginning of each mm-hmm. of these chapters that are just absolutely super. So identity and belovedness, you have, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. What a word to military families.
Yeah.
Everything's shifting, everything's changing. You're getting ready to be deployed, that gets canceled. So I love you. Abide in my love. It's not just mm-hmm. it's for all of us. Abide in my love. This is your identity. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so if we do that, it's going to be like, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And you do that in 12 different chapters in terms of the milestones and then the spiritual lessons that you're learning.
And those intro texts will kind of vary. So I started with a biblical reference there because I was hoping that our many friends who are not Catholic still could approach this book in a meaningful way. And so starting with a text we all know, we all recognize the Bible, I hoped that would kind of introduce things. And then when I start talking about saints or when I start talking about Mary, they're not scared away, that they say, huh, that's an interesting way to frame this, or this is a different way to think about things. So you'll see kind of references to Mary, the saints, the catechism. So the more explicitly Catholic texts are in there as well. Mm-hmm. But of course, the Bible, you can't go wrong quoting the Bible.
You have a chapter 5, parenting. So parenting, we got that, knowing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two here from one from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and well, I guess they're both from the Catechism. And I think even though this isn't a scriptural text, I think, you know, every Christian will really appreciate the church's kind of vision for the family. I want to read it. It's a great selection. The family is the original cell of social life. It is the natural society in which husband and wife are called to give themselves in love and in the gift of life. Authority, stability, and life of relationships within the family constitute the foundation for freedom, the foundation for security and fraternity within society. The family is the community in which from childhood one can learn moral values, begin to honor God, and make good use of freedom. Family life is an initiation into the society.
And yeah, when I had these little kids, when I was writing this, I had two toddlers, and my parents live far away, my in-laws live far away, and you're raising these kids in. It's easy to get overwhelmed. Like, do they need to be in 3 sports? Do they need to be speaking another language? Like, how much do I need to be doing these days? And so it was in those moments that I was like, I'm going to go back to the catechism and I want to understand, what does the church tell me I need to do to raise good children who become good Catholics? And really, it's not that much. The church is saying, you teach them to love Jesus, you teach them to respect their parents and other adults in their life. And after that, like, you're okay, and it's okay. And that was so freeing to say, I don't have to do it all, I just have to bring them to Jesus.
Right, because heaven is the goal.
Yes.
And then we would tell our children, we're not raising you for Harvard, we're raising you for heaven.
Exactly.
We need you to be good, holy people, you know, because the culture and the world will tell you a million things. You're like, and then I'm never enough, I'm never enough. And it's like, you know, Jesus and the church is saying, no, let's keep the major things the major things.
We're going to have to pause at this point. We're holding you over for the final segment here, so we're so glad for that. It's the Home Front Devotional, Navigate Military Life with Courage and Hope and Faith. Tara McMullen, EWTNRC.com. Go there. Excellent book for all military families and people, but beyond that, I mean, this is really for every married couple and family. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're wrapping up our conversation with Tara McMullen. Now, each chapter you have a lesson and a takeaway of a milestone. So tell our family about what they're going to find in the chapters of each book of the book.
So you'll start with that text that we just talked about, and then kind of my reflection using my experience kind of as a reverse funnel. So starting with a narrative about our life, and then going down to what is the spiritual takeaway. Now, the spiritual takeaway is probably the part that's the least universal. What I took away from my husband being deployed, or what I took away from our moves back and forth across the country, might not be the same for everyone, and that's okay. My hope is that in showing how I got to this point of self-reflection and then including some reflection questions at the end, people can kind of go through that journey on their own and then maybe share it with a group on base or with a group of like-minded spouses or with your own partner and just talk about how did this chapter resonate with you and what did you take away from it.
Yeah.
And for some people, even reading it now and then in a couple years doing it again and noting your responses, I know even in the years since I've started writing this, my responses have changed, and that's been so fulfilling to see.
So the way, you got the milestones.
Yes.
And then you've got the lessons learned. And so the way you got to those lessons may not be the way other people get to them, but the lessons are the lessons, and they are universal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's belovedness, change, sainthood, constancy, knowing Jesus, trust, shelter, patience, hope, heart, discernment, rediscernment. Yeah, that we all got to get, how we get there, I don't know, or maybe you're getting there another way later on in life. But those things are rock solid, you know, that you did there. They're just really, really wonderful, and everybody can relate to them.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
We just got like a minute left. Just speak a word to military families, just from your own heart. I mean, you're loving them so much in this book, why they would benefit by this.
Military life is undoubtedly hard, but it's also a really beautiful way to live. Like, When I'm in the midst of one of those really hard challenges, I think about what will mine, my children, my husband's takeaways, when the military's over, our time is over, what will we be like? And I just think, wow, the people, the cultures, the places we've lived, the things we've seen, they will make us just more compassionate, more hopeful, more courageous. We will be better Christians, we will be better Catholics because of all that we have seen. And so just, if you're in one of those places that's hard right now, to remember that the takeaway will be so great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tara.
Look forward to having you back tomorrow unpack more fully the Homefront Devotional, the Essential Catholic Companion for Families of the Armed Forces, Navigate Military Life with Courage, Hope, and Faith. Tara McMullen, EWTNRC.com. Strongly recommend that you get this wonderful book. Thank you to all of our military families, all of our veterans, those families that have paid the ultimate price. We thank God, and we're trying to understand more fully your sacrifices. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.